The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie.
A quickie, huh?
A quickie.
Oh, yeah.
Bangkok, Pete and Talk, back Tuesday. Bangkok, Pete and Talk, back Tuesday. When I'm saying Bangkok, I mean Bangkok debauchery. What crazy things can I get up to in Bangkok when I go nuts on the cuck? Also, Pete Evans, he was in Paleo Pete Evans. He tastes my three-course meal that I made from my Discovery Garden. The world's first radio-grown hydroponic vegetable setup. There wasn't much, but we made do. And Talkback Tuesday. Well, did we make do there? I had to play daddy for four or five listeners. Jesus, I'm not even a father that I know of. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, enjoy the quickie. Police arrest man for dressing as pilot to skip queues and get upgrades. Oh, how very catch me if you can. Rajan Mahbubani was caught trying to get an AirAsia flight from New Delhi to Kolkata last week in a fake pilot uniform. But his scheme was exposed when AirAsia asked him to confirm his identity. He later reportedly confessed to taking at least 15 flights whilst impersonating a pilot and often getting preferential treatment. Oh, if you're part of the pilot alumni, it's instant business class. Right up the front, sir. 1A for a man of the skies like yourself. Police say Mahbubani also had a phony army colonel's uniform. Ah! Stolen valour! I hate that! And a fake pilot ID card that he claims he bought in Bangkok. Interesting. Now, I've heard whispers of this before on the old Bangkok streets that you can buy all sorts of things. I was looking into buying a fake degree in Bangkok. No, they do it. The Shy Guy's giggling out there like this is some sort of pipe dream. Apparently, because I've never been to the cock, they've got it on street stalls, all these very legitimate bachelor degrees. You can graduate from Harvard for as little as 50 baht.
But why would you?
Why would you? So you could get an amazing job.
But your degree's not right.
No, but you could get like an arts degree or something. Sometimes it's just the piece of paper to get into the corporate world. You could definitely get jobs in this world that you wouldn't even really be found out about. I mean, sure, if you had a medical degree and then you like go to the local doctor's practice and apply for a job there, you'll soon be found out. There's no doubt about it. An engineer, probably the same. Probably a nurse, all those things. But there are some. There are definitely jobs out there that you could get. I mean, like I'm not belittling our sales staff. But you could get your foot in the door at our company by having a degree for sales. You could do that
with your degree, yeah. But just for 50 baht. It looks Bangkok streets.
Exactly. It looks a lot better than just saying, "Oh yeah, I dropped in grade 10." Sneaky. You can buy student ID cards. You can buy 18 plus cards when you're not 18. So I hear, on the streets of the cock. I mean, this guy, he said that he bought a pilot ID. Look where he got it, 15 flights. 15 flights just by buying a 50 baht pilot ID off the streets of the cock. This is amazing stuff. I mean, this is the kind of debauchery I want to get up to. The crazy kind of shenanigans I want to do when I go to Bangkok. I've just added that to my itinerary today. I'm going to Hong Kong first. We've already spoke about that. I'll be couch surfing with Pineapple Sweetie for 5 days in Hong Kong. We asked, is it wrong to go to the Kong? Apparently not. Now I'm going to ask, am I going to get a shock when I go to the cock? Is there going to be some cool, crazy things to do there? Crazy Bangkok stories on 131060. Things that I can do. I don't want any alcohol-related stories tonight. Hashtag 5 years sober. Hashtag every day's a struggle. But when there's streets that are selling pilot IDs and fake degrees where you can shoot guns and paintball and go go-karting where they don't have any legal speed limits, who needs booze?
Bangkok has him now, and she'll never let him go.
Drinking alcohol like a knot, but what crazy things can I do in Bangkok?
What crazy things can I do in the cock on 131060? Alcohol-free. I hear you can shoot guns. Can you confirm the great ID market of Bangkok? Could I easily get a degree? I'll come back with a degree. Hell, I can go over there and get all of us
Let's
degrees.
Let's buy some for
Let's
listeners.
Let's get some degrees. Let's buy some degrees. Good thinking, Shy Guy. That's great producing from you in the absence of Shuey Louie. What is there to do? What can I take back from the cock? Maybe shoot a few guns. I don't know. I've never been to Bangkok before. What crazy things can I do booze-free? Maybe you've heard it on the grapevine. Maybe you've done it yourself. Prizes for anyone who can tip us off tonight. Daniel on 131060. Besides alcohol and the cheap bars of booze, what can I get up to in Bangkok? I can get a little nuts.
Well, you could probably go and get yourself a nice, relaxing rub and tug.
Of course.
What do you reckon about that?
What do I reckon about that? I reckon that goes without saying. Have you met me? I've got a whole rainy day.
I'd like to meet you, guys.
Of course I'll be getting rub and tugs. I get rub and tugs in bloody Australia. Of course I'm going to get them in Thailand. Jesus.
Oh, much cheaper. Yeah. Much cheaper.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. I'm very much looking forward to that. I'm very much looking forward to roaming the go-go bars for some lovemaking as well.
I like that. I like the sound of that.
Well, it's great. And some people say toxic male. I say they'll be well compensated. Very well compensated. Oh, absolutely.
Very nice.
I have an allergic reaction to certain petroleum oils and jellies, so I have to bring my own latex-free oils and lubes. Don't think I haven't already got that in the suitcase ready to go. Absolutely.
Oh, mate, you'd have a few bottles packed in there, that's for sure.
Absolutely. The rubbery tuggeries go without saying when I'm getting nuts in Bangkok. Jason on 131060. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good. What crazy things can you get up to in Bangkok?
Well, one thing I did, when I was early 20s, I got a round-the-world ticket, and one thing you can buy on the streets of Bangkok is an international student card.
Oh, so it
puts on there what university you attend, and it's all rubbish. But anyway, after that, I went to Europe, and I went to travel agents, and I was able to use that card to get student fares on cruises, on ferries.
I could do with the student card here. There's no doubt about that. So you're confirming, it doesn't surprise you that you could get the pilot ID, the fake degree, the IDs, the student cards. That's all available on the streets within an eye's view?
That's right, yeah. So when you go back to a first world country, then it looks legit.
Yeah. So. Oh, cool. I'm going to stock up on that. Maybe we should get a couple of degrees for the listeners. Give them away next year as well.
I've heard as well, you can get Australian driver's licenses too.
Bordering now on radio codes and legalities, but I reckon we can educate a whole heap of listeners and get them a few more degrees.
Harvard degrees.
Yeah, a few grade 10 dropouts that all of a sudden are Yale graduates. I reckon that. Adam on 131060. Hello. What can I get up to on the cark?
Well, I've been over there quite a few times now. I'm going to be second passport over there now, second 10-year passport.
Wow. Nice.
And that's about year 2000, I remember my first trip over there.
Good.
That's when the baht was really skyrocketing, you know, up around 34 baht for the dollar.
Oh, yeah, 34 baht for the dollar,
It's only down to about 21 now when you get there. So
21 baht for the dollar,
You might have to budget a little bit But look, if you're out and about on the SkyTrain, you know, in Bangkok, when you get there and book into your hotel, get down to Patpong or Nha Nha. They're the names of the suburb. Patpong or Nha Nha.
Okay.
And look, you can go down to Soi. Soi means alleyway. So if you're in Soi number 4, you can go to Patpong, get off at the SkyTrain station called Patpong.
Okay.
Sala Dang, rather, and you go down to Patpong, and you can go and see Molly's Bar, Molly Meldrum.
Okay.
Got a few pictures of Molly hanging about the place.
I got a few pictures of Molly, no doubt about it. I'll be in all the Sois. I'll be Soi 1, Soi 2, all the way through to Soi 13. I'm a Soi boy.
Yeah, no, go and check out the Sois, especially Soi 4. That's where, look, you can go to the beer bars or the ladyboy show. You can get dressed. Look, you can even get dressed up, and they'll do you up as a ladyboy for the night if you ever had a desire to wear a dress.
Now we're talking.
We're going to have to take digital from Trin if you decide to do that. You do know that, don't you?
Now we're talking. Let's get me over there. Ladyboy, definitely. I want to dress up as a ladyboy.
There's a place in Soi 4, I think it is. Soy 4 or 5 in Patpong. The locals are known. If you ever had it's a good selfie moment. Good to take pictures from the boys and everything back home, and they can buff you up with a carbon copy. You would not know the difference.
Oh, yes. Oh, things are going to get real nuts in the cock. Real nuts.
The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie.
Here we go.
When the Discovery Garden was announced, Lakey was 110% on board.
Why are you so excited? This is for children, Lakey.
Nah, absolutely not. This is for single men who like to do their part for the environment.
But when it came to the harvest, disappointment struck.
Is there literally nothing?
There is not even like a baby beet, no onions.
Nothing. Lakey, you've got 12 hours to come up with something.
Guys, not one pickled onion.
But there was still hope.
Baby carrot, now we're cooking with gas. One baby carrot.
carrot the size of me pinky.
But who will taste test the baby carrots and herbs? There's no person better than Pete Evans.
Well, the day has finally come. A celebrity chef is live in studio, ready for an honest appraisal of my Discovery Garden.
Welcome, Paleo Pete Evans. Big fan.
Big fan. I have been, over the last 8 weeks, toiling away at my garden, growing from the seedlings up, watering each day.
Okay.
Herbs, lettuces, vegetables, etc.
There you go.
And it was always my dream to become a inner-city urban radio farmer.
Perfect.
As far as we know, world's first Australian-grown, in-studio radio vegetable patch.
There you go.
Get around me.
We've had Costa Georgiadis in. We've had lots of people come and water the Discovery Garden. We've had different growers, different techniques. And we've been following the journey very closely, all with a ultimate final goal of serving a palatable meal for a famous chef. Paleo Pete, you're up the top of the list.
As I know
that you value your health very wisely. I mean, we couldn't just get any old Joe Block. To get Matt Preston in here, he's going to gobble it down straight away. No challenge. No challenge. We need someone who is fussy, who is strict, who is regimented, who takes their body and health very seriously. That's what the Organic Discovery Garden was all about.
Cool. I don't know about fussy and strict, but we'll continue.
Pete Evans, do you give me permission to go and get the entree that I prepared from my radio studio garden? You are more than welcome to taste, judge, critique, and we can maybe go through an honest appraisal of my Discovery Garden.
Bring it on.
Introducing 8 weeks in the making. A carrot top, coriander and basil pesto with vegetable crudites.
Paleo friendly, inflammatory free.
There you go.
A small bit of pesto in there, as you can see. Homegrown basils, etc.
It smells herbaceous.
Good, because, yeah, my garden pretty much only yielded herbs.
Mmm, very nice.
Mm. Oh, there's the crunch.
Crunch time!
Carrot tastes good, brother.
Pete Evans, out of 10, if I was on My Kitchen Rules...
I think you'd probably have to do a little bit better than that,
okay.
As an entree, because it was half a teaspoon and a quarter of a carrot.
Yes, there's a very heavy main meal coming.
The taste is very nice.
Pete Evans, are you interested in the main meal?
Oh, please bring it on.
The main meal is predominantly from my lettuce side of the acreage. We had a trio of prosperous lettuces grow over the past 8 weeks. This is a three-leaf salad, spinach, romaine and bok choy with... a beetroot lattice.
Lattice?
Yes, a beetroot lattice.
Beetroot lattice, beetroot stems.
So oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Where's the dressing, brother? Do I need to call Manu? Where's the sauce?
Sorry,
it would be a very, very nice addition to a nice piece of fish.
Yeah, it would be. Oh, he's crunching on the bok choy. This is amazing stuff. This is all my dreams.
Bok choy's great.
Coming true. Once again, light on the main because you wait until my homegrown dessert. Now, I was allowed to use one extra ingredient moments before plate up. That was me deciding to opt for a desiccated coconut. So, may I allow the knot to finally be tied on my homegrown three-course meal as I present to you a carrot and coconut coleslaw.
Don't let your previous knowledge of coleslaw put you off. This is a dessert slaw. Coconut, almond milk, and homegrown carrot. It's sweet.
I'm game.
This changes the coleslaw again.
Mm.
There we go!
It's a sweet slaw! Daddy, like your sweet slaw.
Okay.
It's changed the coleslaw game forever.
Get around me.
The tropical coleslaw.
Homegrown radio studio garden with coleslaw, full paleo, inflammatory free. That's what you can do in 8 weeks at a studio on the Danny Lakey Late Show. Paleo Pete, how does it all stack up?
I think it's great, mate, but you'd probably starve.
Noted. Thank you very much, Pete Evans, for coming in. Cheers.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I wonder how fast I can say this. The Danny Lakey Late Show quickie.
Get on the air right now. You score prizes. That simple.
You may not like this, but your commercial FM hits are on hold.
You can't justify this.
What are we going to do instead? It's FM radio. As you've never heard it before. The mics will be on. The phone lines will be open. And the music will be gone. 5, 4, 3, 2, the Danny Lakey Late Show presents 1. Talk Back Tuesday.
Talk, 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 talk. Back. Tuesday. this is where we just have some general chit-chat, preferably with hard set-in-stone topics that the listener brings to the conversation. It's never been done on commercial radio before. Just because it's never been done doesn't mean it never can be done. Nikki, you're kicking it off tonight. I'm not sure whether it means you've got the strongest content or the shy guy just answered you first. But either way,
Hi. The
floor's yours, madam.
Hi. So when I was little, my dad said that I have to see a Kiss concert before I die or I'll always regret it.
Man. Now, so let me just stop you there for half a second. The shy guy has wrote here, kids concerts. So he was probably imagining you going on some sort of Wiggles tangent or the Hooly Doolies or High Five or any great Australian children's band. Due to his sheltered upbringing and fickle existence, he has forgot that a Kiss concert is also a thing. But that's okay. Anyway, continue. Sorry.
So I surprised my dad with tickets to the End of the Road World Tour that they were doing.
Wow, nice.
It was their last ever tour.
Cool.
And then they cancelled a week before the concert. So instead we sat in the shed and had a drink and painted our face with eyeliner in the Kiss makeup.
Cool. Mate, fill that glass up half full. That's nice. You know what? That's going to be in his mind forever, I reckon. When he's 95 years old and passes away in his sleep peacefully and he sees those bright lights looking at him and his life flashes between his eyes, it's just going to be a whole scene of him and his daughter putting on makeup, sticking their tongues out, listening to Kiss, sinking beers in the shed. That's what life's all about.
Yep. I really hope he doesn't die, but, you know.
Well, he will one day. I didn't mean to bring the conversation. That's why I said 95 peacefully in his sleep. You take that any day of the week.
Got something to say? Give us a ring now. 131060. The Danny Lakey Late Show's Talk Back Tuesday.
More just a comment about memories and our most cherished ones. Steve, on 131060. Welcome to Talk Back Tuesday. What's going on?
My daughter's been doing some modelling and she's a really pretty girl and I check out her Instagram page and the very first photo I see is her there doing some arty shots, but she's topless.
Ooh.
And I don't know what to say to her or how to react. And I know that the guys in where I work and some of the girls there, they are friends with her on Instagram.
Okay. So have they brought it up with you at all? Or it's the elephant in the room?
It's a bit of an elephant in the room, you know, like, and they said, one of the girls said, you've spoken to your daughter lately? And I went, not about what I think you're talking about.
Right.
And
now, the shy guy has gotten up the Instagram. He's got your daughter's Instagram page off the air, and he's chucked it up on the screen for me here.
Yeah.
So I can see the photo now. So is the black and white one, is that what you're talking about?
No, it's coloured, and she's got like a scarf.
Shy guy, get the coloured one up. Well, so there's more than one there. There's more than one.
Is there more than one?
Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, no. I've got bad news for you, Steve. I'm looking at a completely different nude top Instagram photo. I mean, she's blurred the nip. She's blurred the nip, if that makes it any better.
Yeah, she's blurred the nip on this one as well. So, yeah.
Wow. No.
Go
across, Shiger. I mean, there may be a whole forest of nudes here. Look,
yeah,
she's.
Thanks for that, mate. Thank you.
No, sorry. She's got a lot of followers, so I'll give her that. You know, she could be making money off this.
No, unfortunately, she's not. She hasn't monetized it.
Oh, well, she needs to monetize it. The one I can see, the black and white one, if it makes you feel any better, it's very tasteful. It's one of the most tasteful nips I've ever seen on Instagram. It's actually got a hashtag underneath the photo, hashtag tasteful nip of Instagram. So that's good. We're struggling to find the colour one.
A colour one. She's sort of like she's standing there and she's got like a scarf draped over a crutch area type thing or something like that.
We're just scrolling down. There's at least five nudes on this page.
okay.
Yeah. I mean, who even cares?
So you don't even know what to say. You don't even know her.
No.
How do you think I feel?
Oh, God. That's why
I don't... How do you think I feel?
It's 2019. I don't know. My brain's going to combust. I'm not a dad. It's dangerous territory.
I know.
Yeah.
You're not in arm's reach, so you can say what you want,
yeah.
You know?
No. Yeah, no. To be honest, I think it's all right. I've seen much smuttier content on Instagram. I think this is genuinely beautiful stuff.
With people when you don't see nips and shit like that.
Yeah, I know.
I'm proud of my daughter. I love my daughter,
I don't think you could win, though. If you brought this up with her, you couldn't win. It'd be, it's art, father, my body, my choice. I think you got to roll with this one.
I just got to roll with it, but it would have been... But the thing is, my girlfriend has 8-year-old identical twin girls.
Mm.
Right? They follow her on Instagram.
Yes.
They see these. Yeah. I'm waiting to see what they say. And
it's...
We saw Tori's titties, you know, like, my God, you know, like, what,
It's not a bad hashtag. She could probably monetize that one. We saw Tori's titties. That's not bad either. I think it's 2019. They're nice photos. I think it's 2019. I think it's got to be all right. I mean, maybe that's the 8-year-old's problem. That's the 8-year-olds who should be sheltered a bit more from the internet, I say. I reckon let Tori's titties be. Let Tori's tasteful titties. Hashtag. Jeb on 131060. Wow. We're real deep, real quick on Talkback Tuesday. Hello.
Lakey, how are you, mate?
Good, thank you. What do you want to talk about? Don't tell me you've got a daughter posting questionable nudes on the internet.
No, nothing that. I'm a young fella, mate. I'm in the early 20s. But nice. Just how disastrous moving house has been for me, mate. I think moving house is a nightmare.
Well, you sound like a person who's got invested in the material game. You've got a couch that you've got to move, a bed that you've got to move.
Anything like that. No, mate, I don't have anything. What? Wandering nomad.
Why is it such a disaster then?
Go to move in with a new girlfriend.
Oh.
Day one, I've got a nice house. I'm trying to impress her. Mm. So I go to open up all the curtains and the windows, get the house nice. Broke three sets of blinds the first day. And so there's a few $100 down the drain.
Yeah.
Day two, I flooded the house from the bathroom. $900 down the drain to fix the carpet. And day three, I thought I'll go and be proactive, get the internet sorted. Ordered the wrong internet plan. There's another $350 down the drain to fix that.
Is this the first time that she's living with you?
Yeah, just a brand new relationship. She was all excited, thinking she's found a... And now I have no money to pay for any of this.
She's living with a child. She's moved in with a child is what's got on there.
Absolute nightmare, mate. I just went to take her out for Yochi then. I thought, this will be good. I've seen romantic and about $70 a kilo at Yochi these days, Lakey. It's unreal.
God. And I've been going on for ages about the price of Yochi. It's just out of this world these days. Bad things come in threes, so that's the good thing. And fix those Venetians. Quick stat.
Got something to say? Give us a ring now. 131060. The Daddy Lakey Late Show's Talkback Tuesday.
Talkback Tuesday. Hello, Amelia.
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
Good.
Nice. What's on your mind for Talkback Tuesday?
School.
School?
Yes.
Did Shy Guy get your parents' permission to go on the air?
Yeah.
Okay, good. No, just checking. My blue card expired a couple of days ago, but I think it'll be okay.
Yeah.
What grade are you in?
5.
Booby hell. What's got you in a tiz? Because it's going to get a whole lot shitter from here.
What? Can you repeat that? Sorry, I didn't hear it.
What has got you in a tiz? Because it's going to get tougher as the future beholds.
Literally everything.
Literally everything. What are you doing over the school holidays? Let's just forget about school for half a second here. What are you doing over the school holidays?
Going to... meet my grandparents. We'll see them again.
Yeah, you're going to say long lost grandparents. Far out. Cool. That's fun. That's fun.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. How active are your grandparents?
Very active.
Yeah, good. It's been a while since I've spoken to anyone under the age of 14. I'm not sure if anyone can tell.
On Talkback Tuesday on the Danny Lakey Late Show, if you've got something to say, give us a ring. 131060.
Chrissy.
Hey, how you going, Lakey?
Yeah, good, thank you. From a girl in grade 5 to someone who's, hey, what's going on, man?
Well, I've got this kid who's 17, and she's got this new boyfriend, and she wants me to let her stay at his house. Where do I go with that?
Why don't you let him sleep over here instead so you can keep an eye on the bastard?
I think you boys in my house. I have a house full of girls.
Well, would you rather the cat away so the mouse will play, or you rather have Tom and Jerry both under your nose?
I think you got the right idea there, actually. No one has suggested that one to me yet.
Yeah, well, if you keep the leash too tight, usually that's when they rebel. That's what I've heard on documentaries.
You've heard that too, huh?
Yeah. What's the biggest fear? Is it the bleedingly obvious?
My 17-year-old getting knocked up.
Knocked up. You just got to raise her. Well, we probably have. You've raised her to be a strong, independent girl. Get her to lay the straight and narrow. Put a condom on it every time.
Yeah, well, I know. That's what I have to get through to her, I think. I think, well, this is her first actual boyfriend, so I don't even think she's even gone anywhere near there yet, which is so nice for my little girl.
Yeah, that's what you think. What?
Yeah, I know.
There needs to be a bit more training, though, around putting on condoms. And I'm not joking here. Lads need more training in putting on a condom, and girls need more training about it as well, because there's so many times.
If there's a boyfriend to you, then you're going to sort him out, Lakey, yeah?
Yeah.
So how
Danny Lakey's condom-wearing club. I'm serious. We never get told that stuff. We need a course to put on condoms and make it all less awkward and not ruin the mood, because that's what happens. Kids are hooking up anywhere between the ages of whatever to bloody 30. And then it comes to that awkward, but, do you have a condom? Do you have a condom? And then all alarm bells start ringing, because it's not looking like how it is in the movies anymore. It's not looking like how it is on Pornhub. And people are like, oh, shit. All of a sudden, you're walking around. It's hard to maintain an erection when you're fishing through your bag for a rubber. And all of a sudden, it's all awkward. And then someone goes, oh, okay, don't worry about it. That's the problem.
I'm done.
That's the problem. So teach her how to put on a condom and make sure she sticks that rule.
All right, got it.
Yeah,
I'll call back next Tuesday and let you know how we go with that mission.
Please don't.
On Talkback Tuesday on the Danny Lakey Late Show, if you've got something to say, give us a ring. 13 10 60.
Taylor, jeez, being a parent is hard work.
Hey, how are you going?
Yes, very good, thank you, Taylor. Just looking to wrap up in the next 10 to 15 minutes. I'll go home, I'll do what I always do, stream a few clips on YouTube, etc. Have a continental cup of soup, cream of chicken, may I add, and then go to sleep for 8 hours. What do you want to say?
So I just finished work at 10 o'clock. And I was at work today. My friend came in to see me, and I was like, okay, cool. So we usually joke around, you know, we're a bit rough, we play fight. So I thought I saw her walking past me. I picked up a basketball, threw it really hard at her, and then when the person turned around, it was actually a customer, not my friend.
Roughly, where do you work?
I work at a basketball centre.
Okay. Well, the basketball makes a whole lot more sense now. I was imagining some sort of Red Rooster drive-through setup. Well, that's on your side. The fact that you work at a basketball centre where social basketball is being played, that helps. You should have just been honest. You should have just been honest with us. Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought you were my friend. We have this funny thing where I throw basketballs at her.
Let's just say she wasn't impressed when I had to manage her game.
I see. The old basketball umpire ganging up before the match even starts. It's all right.
Yeah.
But I think when it comes to throwing basketballs at women, honesty is always the best policy.
Talkback Tuesday on the Danny Lakey Late Show.
All right, Mitchell, wrap this up on 13 10 60. I've got places to be and nipples to twist.
How you going, Danny?
Yeah, blissful, thanks.
I've just had the biggest stuff-up moment ever.
Oh, no.
So I live about an hour's out of town. And I've come into town to get some dinner. Driven back home to realise I've forgotten my wallet at Red Rooster. So I've had to drive all the way back home, all the way back into Red Rooster to go get it.
I knew I was getting echoes of Red Rooster somewhere in the hemisphere.
I said the same thing when you said it.
Oh, dearie me. I mean, there's two problems here. One, that you've forgotten your wallet. And two, that you've managed to get yourself into a situation where you're an hour away from Red Rooster at all times.
An hour away, it sucks.
That's not good.
You want Red Rooster? You'll go for it, bud.
Yeah. I mean, just for being a committed Red Rooster fan, just for being a man who's down on his luck, and just for someone who's probably been listening to the show for a whole hour, which looks great in the survey books for me, I'm going to hook you up with some Crafters Union wine.
Awesome. Thank you.
Enjoy delicious, beautiful design Crafters Union wine available in major retailers. It's wine in a can. It's bloody genius. You don't spill it all over your jeans.
See? Told you it was quick. Want more, though? Subscribe to the podcast now for daily quickies from the Danny Lakey Late Show.